Oh, what's that? Is that the cryptocurrency market waking up potentially for the first time in God knows how long? It hopefully very well could be. What is up, everybody? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you are watching in from. And if you had any money in the crypto market, either it was a welcome respite from getting your face ripped off over the past month or so, the crypto asset market jumped up about $14 billion or so, led by Bitcoin. This morning at around 9 a.m. Eastern time, we saw a move from around $6,300 Bitcoin all the way up to $6,600 or so. And that's where we've stabilized over the course of the rest of the day. And a lot of the altcoins have either moved with Bitcoin or even moved a little bit harder than Bitcoin to the positive side of the house. Granted, most of those altcoins have also come down harder than Bitcoin, but a lot of different things we can touch on today. One of the big ones, though, being Coinbase custody launching. It is not necessarily new news. It's nothing incredibly crazy, but I do think it is a positive thing that we can talk about here, as far as what is happening in the market and the type of infrastructure that will need to be that will need to continually be built out if we are going to see this thesis that larger investors are going to get into the crypto market, and you're actually going to see crypto assets as like a legitimate asset class on Wall Street and in traditional finance, and not just kind of a niche retail investor play or something that a bunch of nerds like me and you are throwing money around willy-nilly into. So, a lot of interesting things to touch on today, and we'll hop into Coinbase custody first. So, like I said before, with Coinbase custody, this was already announced that they were working on this Coinbase custody solution. Basically, what does that mean at a really, really high level? So for larger investors, and these are typically, I believe they have 10 customers right now that are signed on. Most of them are crypto hedge funds or VC firms, whatever you want to call them, but essentially crypto hedge funds that are managing, let's say, between, who knows, 25, 50, $100 million. I know now Polychain is over $1 billion under assets. I don't recall if Polychain is a Coinbase customer or not. I think they might be. Who knows if they're actually storing all billion, if that entirety of that $1 billion with Coinbase. But so Coinbase will allow these hedge funds, crypto hedge funds, and some of these other exchanges, ICO teams, whatever they might be, to provide them with their Ethereum, their Bitcoin, whatever it might be, in a more secured place that will hopefully at some point in time have really battle tested, like they're saying, essentially battle tested security, potentially insurance, and a lot of other components to that that will allow for greater comfort with large investors in this space. If you are a pension fund, or if you are an endowment fund, you are not going to give your you're not going to give $10 million, $50 million, $100 million to some guy in a basement who is keeping that on a ledger or a treasure. You are going to have to do that with somebody who has full audit capabilities, full reporting capabilities, and a VC firm that provides that, or a crypto hedge fund that provides that. And that is what Coinbase custody is trying to allow for these hedge funds and for these ICO teams, to have the full auditing capabilities, to have the full reporting capabilities, to be fully secure, to be compliant. And then also a partnership with a regulated, an SEC registered broker dealer as well. So some interesting things coming down the line. I would not attribute this as the only reason for, or the specific reason even for the market to move in a positive direction. I would absolutely not say that is the case. I know every time the market moves, somebody wants to point to, hey, this was the reason why. And I'm sure there are a lot of people saying, whoa, Coinbase custody launched. That was around the same time, this blog post, that the market jumped up. I would hesitate to say that, but I do think this is a positive sign for the industry moving forward. And there are also a lot of other competitors coming to the space. Ledger, speaking of that, Ledger and Nomura are other ones that are coming into the space. And there are a number of other custody solutions that will hopefully, number one, increase the competition for Coinbase, but also allow for, if it is desired, for these larger investors to actually treat the crypto market as an asset class for them to put their money into it. Now, like I said before, on LinkedIn too, but on LinkedIn, we can even see here, this was kind of funny. I was just popping over LinkedIn because what else do I do? But you can see Coinbase Custody Services Live. and 4,600 readers, right behind something about Yelp. But yeah, you know, seeing the what people are talking about and that being in the top right when you sign into LinkedIn, I thought was kind of cool to see what that might mean and kind of how things move forward, and also the increasing coverage of the crypto marketplace as a whole. I think that is it's absolutely a positive sign for the industry. So something I figured was just kind of a funny coincidence as I was looking at this and talking about this moving forward. Now, outside of that, we'll pop over to on-chain FX. And like we said, you know, the entire marketplace or the entire crypto asset market in the past 24 hours or so is basically all positive. You have Bitcoin up about 4.5%, Ethereum 6, Ripple 6. Pretty much everything is at where Bitcoin was, or even a little bit, higher. The majority of altcoins have dipped off their all-time highs and just dipped way harder. And how recent history has progressed is Bitcoin drops, the altcoins drop harder. Bitcoin goes up, the altcoins go up harder. And that trend is really continuing. There really isn't much decoupling at all from there isn't much altcoin to Bitcoin decoupling, other than the severity of the percentage moves, which I think is somewhat interesting, somewhat funny. But we're still, for the most part, nowhere near where we were a month ago. You look at the 30-day change, still a long way to go. I don't think, you know, we're out of the woodwork yet. $7,000 is definitely a number, 68, and then $7,000 is definitely a number that I'm keeping an eye on. I still do have fiat ready to go in case we don't break through that number and the dip just continues to go and this is a dead cat bounce or whatever anybody wants to call it, but still very far off of the 30-day, off of where we were 30 days ago with Bitcoin down 15%, Ethereum down 22% from there, Ripple and a number of other things, but some bullish components to the market. So one thing I think is really interesting today, and unless you've been sleeping under a rock, you know that EOS raised $4 billion via a token sale, initial coin offering in the past year, over the past year, and recently went live on mainnet. So they've obviously been getting that money via Ether and moving that out to other places. Well, today is the last day that EOS has been able to move their Ether out of their EOS owner contract. They sent the last 100,000 Ether from the ICO out of that smart contract to do whatever they well please with it, which is probably to liquidate it. And at the present value, that's about $47.5 million. So one of the big things that you want to note here is that there are a lot of people, and I've spoken to a lot of people in the crypto community who believe that the sell pressure, the $4 billion sell pressure essentially over the past year from EOS has had in some respects a negative impact on the Ether price and also on a number of other altcoins, because while Bitcoin definitely has the majority of correlation with the crypto asset market, EOS liquidating Ether, there is some correlation with these altcoins and Ethereum. So this is, in my opinion, a somewhat bullish sign that we're no longer, and we're not out of the woodwork yet. I don't think there's any indication that, hey, they already sold $47.5 million, but I think that this is a positive sign for specifically Ether, and then for some of the altcoins as well. They're really closely correlated to Ethereum, that you no longer have this $4 billion slow bleed. You can see, I mean, in the past 30 days, they sent 38,000 Ether, 200,000, 2,000, 150,000, 100,000, 128,000. And in the past, literally in the past 8 days, they sent 128,000, 100,000, and 100,000 Ether. I mean, that is close to 100, over 150 million dollars worth of Ether off the top of my head doing quick maths. But I think that is a bullish sign to see that is coming to an end here for the time being. Obviously, there's other ICOs out there that also liquidate their assets, and that is always a constant downward sell pressure on the price of Ethereum and on any tokens that are closely related to that. But EOS is by far and away the absolute biggest one. So keep an eye on this as you continue to look. I'll put a link to the smart contract from Etherscan if you want to take a look at that more closely. Outside of that, what am I doing right now? I'm just kind of keeping an eye on things, seeing where Seeing it really, if we're able to break through the, seeing if we're able to break through that $6,800 mark, we've been chilling all day at around the $6,600 mark, or and so with change, haven't been able to break through kind of that upper, the upper level here, but I'm not making any incredible moves at this point in time. Like I said before, I do have a, you know, a little bit of fiat ready to go in case this is not the real deal, and in case we continue to move lower. But we're starting to see the sentiment at least flip a little bit on Twitter, which is funny and interesting. The sentiment in this space changes so fast, from the world is ending, you're all going broke, you're all idiots, to, you know, we go up 4 or 5% and everybody's a genius again, and everybody's rich, and everybody's buying Lambos. So I'm excited to see how things end up panning out here. But outside of that, guys, I really do appreciate the time. Hope you have a fantastic day, night, wherever you watched in from. Hit that like button if you're on YouTube, and if you're listening on the podcast, would love for you to leave a rating, a review, and hit subscribe. Take it easy, everybody. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.